חינוך, מצווה וספיר הסוימר, speaks out. We have mitzvahs that are tagged like Pora Aduma. I don't understand. The mitzvah of Sfira Sarimer is not in the list of the mitzvahs of Pora Aduma. It's a mitzvah that we're doing for 49 days. What is the reason? It's a lot of mitzvah every day after marriage. We count the day. What is the point? This mitzvah. Every night we get together and we say, Sheva Sabas Vestimim Vestiyano, Bochaz Hashav Vestashvi, Estis Bo Chamishim Yom, you do say it, you don't say it, no Mishon. Some people scream it and yell it, and it's yawning. The Chassidim is like, who knows what it is, yeah? Today is one, tomorrow is two, three, four, five, six. Zog Bechim. That the time of the mitzvah that we have to count to show that we are waiting for Kabbalah Satoyu. Ke'eved yishaf oich, like when someone is in jail and he counts the days that he goes out of jail. Yeshiva Bocha will count the days that are left for a Zman sometimes. Hashem wants us to count. The Torah wants us to count to show that we are getting ready to achona the Kabbalah Satoyu. The Chinuch says that the Moshe will be a person that will blow shofar in the Shoshanah. He will make like a kiddush, like a party. In the middle of the party, like they will blow a little bit, the Eilam will laugh, and they will go back home. Yeah? This mitzvah of counting is not a point to say number one, two, three. It's useless. The mitzvah is to count to something, to show I'm waiting for something, I'm waiting for Kabbalah Satoyu. All of us do the mitzvah, but the neshama of the mitzvah we don't do. There's an inyan, there's a tzura of a mitzvah, how this mitzvah has to be. What has to be the tachlis of this mitzvah? And this is our job to do that. Ke'evet yishafoy. So, we have a mitzvah, that we have to speak about it. You know, you write in our yeshiva, maybe it's not enough shmuzing to achona lekabbalah satoyu. But we have to get ready. But it's a mitzvah special during Raisa. It's a chiyuv min ha-Torah to do it. Now, before we start, let me say from the Baal, when a person is in jail and he has 2 more weeks to go out of jail, or a person, you know, some people count the Shabbos, you know, these people that, but then the day out of jail is Friday Shabbos, yeah? They're really waiting now already. When it's Wednesday, then it's almost Thursday, then they're ready. So what they do? How many days are left for Shabbos? 3 days, because Friday, they don't have 3 days left for Shabbos, yeah? This is the way they count it. The guy's in jail, and he has to count, he's going to leave jail. So what he says? 2 more weeks left. A week left. 5 days. 3 days. 2 days. An hour. And we count wrong. 1 day pass, 2 days pass, 3 days pass. If the system of the chinuch is, Hashem wants us, forget about if we do it or not, we'll get it in a second how to do it. We count and we're trying to get somewhere. Why? We have to show how much we're waiting and expecting and can't look forward to get the matan Torah. I we don't feel like that, okay, we'll try to work at it. But the Baal Kotla asks, we're not counting in the right way. We're not counting 5 more days are left, 4 more days are left, 3 more days are left. So I saw once a beautiful marshal. Comes out, Bochum wants the ticket. Wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's can't afford it. He wants a ticket to Russia. Well, I have the, He wants to go to camp, his parents can. So he works all different jobs to make money. He needs to own $1,000 to go to camp. So he sells at a store, he helps Pesach to move boxes, washes cars, every bocher has his way to make some dollars. Every night he counts, and he has 200, 250, 300. He counts again and again, you know, he counts the ones, the singles, 252, he counts. But he doesn't say, I'm missing 750. Why? What is the difference? Practical? Why the guy who wants to go out of jail counts has left 2 weeks? The guy needs $1,000 for a trip and his parents can't afford it, and he's starting to wash his cars, $20, another car, another 20, 60. It's not practical, it goes like that. What is the answer? I don't understand. Pshat is, when you have to own $1,000 to go for the trip that you want to make, so every $20 that you do, you start to count. I made 20, I made 40, right? I need to make 1,000. So I'm the one that is making $1,000. I'm creating $1,000. I'm counting the whole time how much I have in my hand. How much I have, and made it to minus. I know, I need 1,000. The guy that needs to go out in jail in 2 weeks, he doesn't need to be in jail 6 years. He has a date when he leaves jail. And he counts how much days are left for that day. He's not owning days of jail. For us to mekabel the Torah, it's not we have to get to that point. You know, you have a game. If you get to the destination, the flag, you know you got to the place. If you get the shavuos and you're not ready, you didn't get there. It's not at the end of the summer you have the trip. If you didn't make $1,000, you don't count. 5 days left, but that's about it. Fuck up, only 4 days are left and I need more money. You know, you work harder. You're counting the money. The destination by you is the $1,000. Not to get to get to that deadline, to get to the airport. You need to make $1,000 to get there. We don't need to get to Shavuos. There's nowhere to get to. If we prepare ourselves 49 days, and we will have 49 days of Avodah, Hashem will give us the Torah. And if not, not. So we count. We are ready. Now that we count, Hashem is giving us the 49 days, when the days pass. Then for sure, how much less days are left? That is what you count to. I don't know, you know, when you see guys trying to make a seal, it's two guys. So one guy, 10 days left, 10 blood left in the Masechet. 10 blood left in the Masechet. That's the guy who just needs to make the party. It's also good. But the Choshva guy, I learned 60 blood. I learned 70 blood. I know 70 blood Baalpeh. I know 80 blood Baalpeh. Because he's not trying just to get to the last. The guy just, he needs to make the seal. He just needs to get there. So he just, almost, I'm almost there. But the guy that wants to know pages, sure, he also wants to get to this destination. But he wants to know pages, he has how much masechtas I have. I know if I had myself 100 blat, if I had myself 200 blat, 3,000 blat. So what the chinuch says that we have a avoida, to get. The Shavuos, it's not that we have to get to that date. It's not that we have to get to that date. We have to have the right achone full. That we have that right achone full. So either way, we have a mitzvah eser d'oraisa, and this amount of days, to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satayu. So in the old days, were people that Taker took the 49 days, and they cut it, and they said 48 days, and they Nikmes Boy, and every one of the days they worked on themselves to have that Kinyan. and the day 49, the chazan on all the days together. It's people that work, you know, you see when the Sfira Sa'imer, the little letters, Chesed Shebechesed, Malchus Shebechesed, seven spheres that repeat yourself, Gvura Shebegvura, the last day is Malchus Shebemalchus. Yeah, but this is much higher from our Asoge. But obviously, when the Siddurim were printed in the beginning, people were holding it. And it felt just to keep the people the Cheshbet, they don't have to remember where they're holding. Today you have to work in Chesed Shebegvura, Gvura Shebechesed. Part of it, we had chaburas, the people that had a sogas in it, and they were mazgul to the young bochim, exactly how to work and everything. I don't think today we're holding in even Chesed, the first Madreges, Chochme, Gvura, Tiferes. But the Maisi, we have a mitzvah esed, and we have to get ready to achon asatay. We have a cloud that Rabbi Seinu told us that before Matan Teira, Hashem really, never really told us how to get ready to Kabbalah Satera. We have to get ready, and it's impossible to get ready. We have to, and it's impossible. Achar shenitna Teira, today that we have Teira, the easiest way to get ready to Teira is with Teira. Every bocher knows it. You have a shvachat kufa. And you go to learn for 4 or 5 hours. You're uplifted. Everyone, every bocher. Shvachat bocher, the good bocher. You have a bad day, you have a bad matzah. You're not into it, you're upset with the enemy, you're angry at this. All of us have it. And the mice, you sit and learn 4 or 5 hours. You feel good. Even with a bad chavrus, yeah? Bad, I don't mean that talks. You don't shtim with him, yeah? Rubbing each other, yeah? It just doesn't go. But the mice, you learn for 4 or 5 hours, you feel a different person. That's the mitzvah. The most attached to ruchnias is Torah. This is the mitzvah. Now, what I'm trying to say is, we have to really take these days to mitzvah's essay and to get ready la'achonah le'kabbalah satayuch. So don't say, okay, you know, so tonight is for Sayyimah, I'll start to count the day and I'll start to work on it. But don't rush. You're not holding your mechlal. The days don't make nothing to you. But it's a mitzvah in these days to get ready to la'achonah le'kabbalah satayuch. Now, why do we have to do the mitzvah even if we're not holding it the teichel? But we have a avoida that this is the avoida sayoy that we have to get ready la'achol le'kabbalah satayu. And while we don't know the steps, and we don't know the ladder of climbing up the mountain to get ready la'achol le'kabbalah satayu, but we have to believe that if we do la'achol le'kabbalah satayu, we're in a generation, they call it the microwave. You know, you need to warm something in, you put it in, you press the button, it's warm. You need to buy something, you know, you buy tablecloths, plate, chairs, like plastic chairs, you have a 2 minutes, everything is arranged. The Torah says that the way the Kabbalah Sater will come is with preparation. All of you think, yeah, I will listen out to this vibe, I will follow it, Shavuos will come, I'll be good, I'm okay. Everyone here thinks, even the one that is talking, yeah? And the truth is that this is a pikoiris and it's narishkeit. Hashem says, this is the recipe. I'm giving you 49 days, you need to get ready, that is the way to do it. And we say, yeah, we understand the way. This is the way to do it. This is what Hashem says. And we say, right, that's the way to do it. You're right, that's the way to do it. But we think we have shortcuts how to do it. The answer is, And Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mesadar the Olam, that once a year is a Musig of Kabbalah Satayim. And you mekabel the Torah. The difference of Kabbalah Satayim and not Kabbalah Satayim is, I hear what's a big mashal. Someone owns a house. It's his house. He could be away from vacation for 5 years. But he comes home, he takes the keys, he goes inside, and it's his house. And if there's people inside, you just kick them out. But if it's not your house, you can't get in. When a person is zeichen the Kabbalah Satayro, he has a tfisa in the Torah. He has a schus in the Torah. When he decides to learn, it learns. When he decides to chazer, it chazers. And Hashem gives every time, once in a year, a Kabbalah Satayro. And he's asking us to get ready l'achonah l'kabbalah satayre. He gave us a mitzvah eser to count 49 days to get ready to show we're waiting for kabbalah satayre. And we do the mitzvah because we do what Hashem tells us to do. But chutz from the words of the mitzvah, there's no shaychus. So we have to start. And because the easy way to start is with Torah, so we have to start with Torah. How you start with Torah? How you start with Torah? How do we start with Torah? The answer is, we have to understand first what is the chashivus of Torah. What is the chashivus of Torah? If a person understands what is the chashivus of Torah, of finishing masechtos, of sitting and learning yoimon v'layla, when a person will have that chashivus, if a person will have that Hanoga, that would lift the person up. So I want to start. Spoke a lot of times, but a little bit just to get in to the atmosphere. So people a lot of times have the kasha. How Reb Chaim Kanievsky is so big and I'm so small? Never had this kasha? Why Reb Chaim is so big and I'm so small? Well, okay. Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim. How smarter is Reb Chaim for me? How smarter is? 100 times more? Can't be more. Make an IQ test 100 times more? How much hours did he learn? You learn about 12 hours a day? He learns 20 hours? He learns double from you? Say you learn 5 hours and he learns 20. He learns 4 times. So he has to be 400 times better for me. How it became that he's 1 billion times better for me? What if you think that he's not 100 times smarter than me? You think he's only twice smarter than me? What if you also learn 20 hours a day? So why he's Reb Chaim and I'm so small? Doesn't bother you? Me, it bothers every day, this question. What makes it to make it? Right? All of us want to make it. Yeah, just give us the recipe, we'll do it. Someone tell you, swallow this pill, you'll become up QVA. Or swallow this pill, you'll become Bill Gates. There's one guy in this room that will not swallow up QVA pill. Some people, they think of Kivega, they will never be, because they try to be Bill Gates, yeah? However, if you know that if you take this pill, of Kivega, there's one Bacher that will not take this pill. You'll be never all your life, Bacher of Kivega for sure. You will not take it? I would fight it that you will not take it. There's one guy here that will not take it. Your bubbles, you'll suffer, you know, the place. You'll become crooked and say, oh, I'm sure everything, yeah? Of Kivega. Everyone will take it. A guy that doesn't want to take that pill is not here now, yeah? He went back to his deer, yeah? If you want to be up, you want to do it. You have to make it. So what are the pshats? Why? And the answer is, the Meiri says, I said it a couple of times, the Meiri says in the Akdom of the Mishnah, the person learns 1 hour and has a koyach of 1 hour. When you learn 2 hours, it's not 2 hours, it's 4. When you learn 3 hours, it's not 3 hours, it's 8. When you learn 4 hours straight, it's 60. When you learn 5 hours, it's 32. When you learn 6 hours, it's 64. When you learn 6 hours, it's 128. When you learn 7 hours, it's 256. When you learn 8 hours, it's over 500. So what happens? You come to say that you learn 1 hour, 5 minutes, stop. 1 hour, 5 minutes, stop. You learn 8 hours. That Chaim Kanievsky that learns straight, he's holding in 500. And the first 8 hours that you start to learn, then you take a break. You run after a ball. I'm not sure what you do. Yeah. You change your uniform. I'm not sure what you do. Then you come back to Seder. You start again. Another 8 hours. By night, you got 16 hours. Reb Chaim, even on his break, he's not Masiach Das. He takes it easy. Reads the story on Gedolim. I'm not what. When he starts to learn again, the first hour is 1,000. Second hour, 2,000. Third hour, 4,000. 4,000, 8,000. 5 hours, 16,000. Sixth hour, 32. Seventh hour, 64,000. 8 hours, 125,000 hours. Chaim finished the day, he learned 125,000 hours of learning. You're holding in your 16 hours if. And he's a different, you're on a different planet. This is the difference. Now, the Yitzhahoah is especially Yitzhahoah for you. It's all for bad guys. Then it's all it tells you to read books, to go to deers that have phones, etc. Let me get to Choshkabach. It's all it finds boys like you that want to learn. And he says, I'm not stopping them, but I will not let them to learn straight. Why? 16 hours. Oh Hashem, at least they're holding in 16 hours a day instead of 125,000 hours a day. Yes, that's not a guy that doesn't stop by night, meaning to say he doesn't do shtusim, he just stops for his learning. And the morning, the first hour, has a koyach of 300,000. Every hour. In the world, as a zach, it's called earthquake, when the world, hamabit la'oretz v'tirat, there's a ladder they measure, it's called Richter. You know, it's the way they, now 6.1, 6.2, that is 0.7. Then, right, sometimes you hear 6, nothing happened. 6.5, 7, mamash, the whole world. What's the pshat? So I don't even went to school, but the way it works, 6 right there and 6.1, it's exactly double. 6.2, it's double from 6.1. This is the reason when it happened 9, the whole world is hollow. 3, you almost don't feel it. So I know the ones of you that went to school want to ask why they count it like that. The answer is, again, I didn't learn so much, but Mashal Amadati, it's double, but it's not really double. Taka, it's only one little bit more. But in power, when it's one little bit more, it comes out, it's exactly double. It's like when something falls very quickly. Any fit that it falls, it doubles the height with the weight, and it's a car going 100 miles, it's 5,000 tons. It goes 101 miles an hour, the bank is exactly double. Because it takes all of that power and puts it in it. As I gave us. If you had my mind at all, it's easier. About the Kalma coin, this is exactly the way it's learned. It's not stam. As I zog the Meiri, if you learn more, it happens more. And Ruchnius, when you're in it, when you're in the Kedushiv hour, and you learn, that hour goes into the second hour, you're in a different place where you learn. It's not stam that this is the klal. Sometimes you take Rashi. All these people died very young. Take the Ramo. You know how old was the Ramo when he died? 32. When he did that, it's Yosef. He wrote the Kesef Mishnah. And all the Rambam. He wrote the Yosef and all the two. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch after it. He was a Rav in Tzfas. He wrote the Tshuvas. When he did that, you know how it was to write in old days with a feather with ink to blow on it to dry the letters? There's no time what these people did. It's not Shaykh. And don't forget, the Bessie had to learn the Torah a couple of times before he written it, yeah? I mean, it's not enough to write the whole time, he had to learn sometime to know. And he was full with Avodah Sakodesh, with all what was happening in Tzfas. The answer is, a lot of boys think, like, how I'll make it? How is Shaykh, Shas, Poisim, Shchonoch? There's no time. I'll never know the whole Mishnah, I'll never know the whole Shchonoch, I'll never know Shas. You're right, it's impossible. Take the Chazanish. I think they tried it once. They took someone and they told him to copy word by word from the Chazanish Sefer. After a couple of weeks, he realized that even if he will copy the whole Chazanish, he will die before he'll finish to copy the whole Sefer. So when the Chazanish did it, you know, the Chazanish lost 50% of the Sfar, and he had to rewrite them. The Moshe Feinstein, you know, he lost a lot of Ksavim when he passed the board. Just take the Divrei Moshe and try to copy it. Yeah? That Igros Moshe, then being a rabbi in Russia, moving to America, learning Shas Rashi one time, saying a shir and be persecuted by God. I saw, when? And he writes good things, yeah? No, I'm saying, it's not just copying words. It's a kashim, it's a teretz, it's a cheshbim. It takes time to figure it out. It's not like, you know, shtigas teretz just come out, yeah? You know when you do a chabura, how long it takes. We don't understand that this is the aleph beis of siyata dishmaya. We give up every time before we jump to that chayim. We learn second seder, we learn tayler. Start the chazan. Start to put beras dorim. Start to fill up your day. No, take it easy. Chas v'shalom, you know. Could burn out chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, something could happen to me if I learn too much. So I want breaks. Instead of being some other ones. Let him do breaks. In 5 years he will see nobody and he will go out to work. Exactly. If he will learn first in 5 years, he will have five smart in his hands. He will never want to leave. We don't understand the koyach. So we look in Gdolim and we don't understand how far we are. And it looks like there's no way we could catch up. There's no way we could catch up. That is Be'etzem, our job. So in Yemei HaSfira, the first thing that a person has to do in Yemei HaSfira, and he wants to get ready la'chonel le'kabola sateicha, and Hashem will give him siyata nishmai, is to start to mechazek the retzufas. To start to mechazek the retzufas. Anyone who knows the Moshe from the Chofetz Chaim, and diamonds. I don't know if you know what is diamonds. It's nice stones. Yeah, now it goes, it's carat, it's called. Like, if you have a little piece, you get half a carat, it's worth $500. more. If it's a whole carat, it's going to be $5,000. But if it's 2 carats, it's $20,000. If you have 20 carats, I think maybe they have only 2 diamonds like that in the world, yeah? Billions. I don't understand. Divide 20 to 20, it's only $20,000. Always understand. Does they get this? It's exactly unlearned. You have a lot of days, a couple thousand dollars you want. You want a big piece of diamond, you want billions. This is the way. Chafetz Chaim says, Yekoroi mi pnimi. Says, pnimi are small, but if it's big, it's worth billions. This is the way it works. This is the way Torah works. We measure ourselves. God's fine. I'm not demasmi, but I'm God's fine. You're right, you're God's fine. A couple thousand dollars you're worth. That extra jump brings you to a different level. Try to take till Shavuos, not the Chomer leKabbalah Satayim. The way you're trying to make yourself mukhan leKabbalah Satayim. The way you're trying to prepare yourself to Kabbalah Satayim. To try to work on the Tzufis. You don't have to start hard, man, to try to be 9 o'clock in Bismedrash. To try not to go out in the middle of Seder. I need to go out for a break. If I don't go out, I die. I have 5 minutes to go out. I'm usually going for half an hour, 5 minutes. Hashem says, Pischu li Pesach ke Pischu shel Mach. Ani yeftach lachem Pesach ke Pischu shel Mach. But start. Do the Pe'ula. Do the Pe'ula of the Achon le Kabbalah Satoyim. And I'm asking, if we want to do the next week, we go more and more. Is to try this week everyone to take on himself. The Yischaskas in Ratzufas. Now I'm talking, the Yitzhak tells you, the Yitzhak says, think now what you're doing that this week will be a better week of Ratzufas. If you do that, Be'ezus Hashem, you'll have Siyata Nishma.